Our guest at the cafe this morning is Pud Kearns with House Warmers of Greenville. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, you're just consumed with the bras for the cause now, aren't you?
We are deep into the season of that.
There's no turning back.
No, there is not. We hope that all of our friends and all the people in the community are busy at work creating masterpieces to exhibit at the event.
And this will be Thursday, October 8th.
That's right.
Correct, the evening that takes place at Janine Cunningham's place in downtown Greenville.
Well, it actually takes place all over downtown Greenville. We've grown so much. We actually have bras on display from the Texan Theater all the way to Landon Winery now, in the different buildings along the way.
Right.
So people actually walk along the street. It's, you know, it started out in the one building, and it's spread, and all the restaurants participate. There's music all over the place. It's a whole downtown night.
And Janine's place is called the Calico Cat, but you're right, we were there last year, and it was all the way down Lee Street.
Yeah, it is.
So now is the time that people should start being creative.
Yes, absolutely. We are wanting, encouraging, asking, begging, whatever you want to say, to ask people to create bras for us that we can exhibit. It's free to enter. And the only basic requirements for a bra is we want it to be, it must have a title. It must be something that one person can move. We've had some so big sometimes, you know, the bra is maybe not big, but the tableau that comes with it. And you're welcome to put it on some kind of a frame or a stand or a hanger or something. It helps to have it displayed. The bras are not worn. It's important to understand that.
Right.
They're displayed like pieces of art.
Right. So if you can move it yourself, then fine. But
that's great.
But you don't want a backhoe
exactly.
involved in
we,
moving.
We don't have one of those.
Right.
And they are turned in on October 5th and 6th at Landon Winery. And then we photograph all the bras and get everything ready for display.
Yeah. And real quickly, this goes for not cancer research, but for the support of cancer victims and cancer patients.
Every penny stays in Hunt County.
Yeah.
And we have become successful enough. We've actually have several projects. We have our original Janice's Closet, which services mastectomy victims. And other women who have suffered from breast cancer, we provide wigs, we provide the bras and the prostheses, the compression garments that are needed for that. We also participated in the purchase of the mobile mammography unit, and our new project this year is, just to make it real simple, although it's much fancier than this, is we're buying a robotic germ zapper for the cancer unit that will allow them to sterilize rooms between patients and help cancer patients whose immune systems are so compromised by chemo and radiation so that they have less chance of getting sick, at least on a visit to the hospital.
That's a great description of it, robotic germ zapper.
Yes.
But I'm guessing that's not the technical medical
term.
No,
it is not. Yeah. And in fact, someone described it the other night, and you could see the audience just kind of looking and going, what are they talking about? And when we said, it's a robotic germ zapper, they went,
we like
and
that.
If one of the models I've seen actually looks like R2-D2.
Wow, how about that? And well, that costs a lot of money, huh?
They do. They do. They use a special type of ultraviolet light, and they actually kill 99.999% of the germs. And even though our hospital has an extraordinary sanitary and safety record on all that, this is one of those things that just helps make sure that we continue that.
Mm-hmm. We're talking with Pud Kearns with House Warmers of Greenville, but this time of year, Pud is almost completely involved with bras for the cause. You all raised how much money last year?
Last year, we raised $109,000.
That's just insane.
Well,
isn't
when
it?
You realize that what a big chunk of it comes in, literally a dollar at a time, because the big way we make our money is through votes. People can vote on their favorite. The admission is free. It's free to enter a bra, but if you want to cast a vote for your favorite, you got to pay a dollar a vote.
Who are your compadres this year?
Well, we fondly call ourselves the Big Boobs, and it is Alicia Witkoff, who is head of the foundation at the hospital, and then Dana Cash, who is a local businesswoman. The three of us are in charge, and of course, Janine Cunningham, who is our extraordinary founder. This year, she's in charge of all the corporate sponsors, and that's the other place we raise a lot of money, is we have great sponsors.
If they're entering for the first time, I guess go to your website might be the best way to get the particulars on submitting an entry.
Yes, and our website is very simple. It is B4, and that is the number 4, TCGreenville.com. So that's, in a sense, our own kind of funky abbreviation of Bras for the Cause. So B4TCGreenville.com.
And the 4 is a digit.
The 4 is a digit.
The numeral 4.
The numeral 4. And all the forms, everything are there.
Okay, great. Pud, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us.
I always love it.
Pud Kearns with Housewarmers of Greenville and Bras for the Cause. And you're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.